Okay, let's get into today's daf, Yerushalmi Chagiga, daf Aleph. So the Meseches Chagiga is before Moed Katan here in Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, it's the opposite. Chagiga is the last Masechta, but here, in the order that we have, we'll be doing Chagiga first. So we know Chagiga is about Chag, is about Yantif. Chagiga is referred, is really a reference to one of the three Karbanos that we have to bring. The Mishnayos talk about it in the beginning of the Masechta, but we know there are three karbanos besides the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel that we have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, but we know there are three karbanos that we are obligated to bring. Number one is a karban Ola, right? The Rambam talks about this in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, karban Ola, in Olas Re'ia, right? An Ola connected to our seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Number two is the Shalmei Chagiga, the carbon shlamin, that's treated as a regular carbon shlamin. That's Chagiga, right? And some of it is, but the fats are burned, and the bialim eat the rest, and the chazei and the shok go to the kohen. And the Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha is the, carbon that's only used if you need it, right? Shalmei Simcha, there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Yantav v'samachta b'chagecha. So if one is in need and one doesn't have enough meat to serve their families, they bring other karbanos called Shalmei Simcha. That's the Rambam. Beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, the Rambam says, Shalosh mitzvos asa, mitzvos ase, nitzava Yisrael b'chol regel, mishlosh regalim. There are three mitzvos ase that we are commanded every regel. Ve'eluhain, ha-ri'iya, shenemar yirol kol zechorcha, ha-chagiga, shenemar tachog l'ashem alakecha, ve'ha-simcha, shenemar v'samachta v'chagecha. As we said, these aren't counted as a separate mitzvah saseh, right? The Rambam here has six mitzvos in Hilchos Chagiga. Number one, laheiraos penei Hashem, to be there. Number two, lachug b'shlosha regalim, to lachug. So that's the Karban Chagiga. Number three, l'smach b'regalim. So part of simcha, b'smadav hagecha, is the Shalmei Simcha. Number four, the Isser Daraisa of Shalo Yerau Reikam, not to appear empty in the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting, the Rishonim discuss, is that a Lav sheyesh bo maisa or a lav sheein bo maisa? Usually it's easy to know whether you're actively or passively violating. Most averis are active, right? I violate, I steal, I wound, I'm chal shabbos. And then there are a few that are passive, right? Not helping somebody in need, not picking up a hashavas aveda. But what about this one? This is, the isser is going into the Beis HaMikdash without the karban. So your problem was not bringing the karban. But it was walking in. So that's a discussion in Tosfos and the others. Okay, there are two other mitzvahs, which are, actually we just mentioned it, because the Rambam also talks about Hakel in Hilchos Chagiga. It's not talked about in Hilchos Yantif, Hilchos Sukkis, or in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, but Hakel, and we'll see today, there are comparisons. The Rambam talks about Hari'iyah HaMur BaTorah, right? What's the Riyah, that is in the Torah? Sheyira'eh Panah Bazor B'yom Tav Rishon Shachag V'yavim Okar Ben Ola. Bayman open a mehema, if they bring a carbon. Umishabalazar biyom risham alohevi ola. If somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash and does not bring an ola, not only did he not fulfill the mitzvah saseh, but he violated the los saseh of lo yero fanai rekam. And the Rambam says, vein loken alav zeh shaharei lo asamaisa. That's the Rambam Shita, right? The isser of lo yero ufanai rekam is an isser called alav she'ein bo maisa, because you didn't bring the carbon. That's why it's called alav she'ein bo maisa. The Rambam is clear. That's what the Mishnah, the Mari Kirkus here, discusses that definition. Ta'knisa v'shehiya shapirtehi val yitzia. Okay, he talks about it. We're not gonna read it. But that's the Rambam. The Shalmei Simcha is part of the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. Right? In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, it was including the, karban, but bizman hazeh, we don't have the karban. So is there simcha daraisa still? That's a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos says that Simcha Daraisa v'samachta b'chagecha is only with the karban. If you don't have a karban, it's a mitzvah d'rabanan. Simchas Yantav b'zman hazeh, according to Tosfos, is a mitzvah d'rabanan. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says Shalmei Simcha is one part of it. But even without that, says the Rambam, v'chayev adam lios bahen sameach, start from the beginning, shivas yimei pesach, v'shmonas yimei chag, im sha'ar yamim tovim. That's interesting. Pesach, Sukkis, and the other Yantav. How many other Yantavs are there? Other Yantav. So Shavuos. Is that the only one he's referring to? Right? So why don't you just say Shavuos then? So he's including Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Can you be Madaik? Anything about Rosh Hashanah in this? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we paskin, they break Avelus. But they're, the, the language of Anshar Yom Tovim, my Rebbe Rosenzweig once pointed this out, that it's, even if it's just Shavuos, maybe Shavuos is not in its own, as an own independent. It's more of a generic. Anshar Yom Tovim. Okay. Kulam Asurim Behesper Betainus. V'chayev Adam Lios Bohen Sameach V'tov Leiv. Hu Uvanav V'ishtov V'nei Vanav. The whole family has a chiyuv to be happy. V'chal Nilvim Alav. Right, the Vilna Gaon said, this is the hardest mitzvah of the year. The hardest mitzvah. 24/7 to be happy, not to be disappointed, not to get headaches. Everybody's home. If you were by yourself, you could say, okay, you're at work, you're at home. Everybody's home and nobody has a structure, and that's the mitzvah. Shnemar v'sabachta b'chagecha. Says the Rambam, Avo b'shar simcha amur kan hi karben shlamim, k'mo shemanu mevar mehilchas chagig. Even though it includes shlamim, yesh bechlal osa simcha l'smoach hu uvanav ubnei beiso kol echad ve'echad karaylo. Included in that is Simchas Yontif outside of the world of Karbanos. What do? Ketzad Ketanim, give the kids nuts or candy. The women buy clothing. So the Rambam talks about that. So that's part of Simchas Yontif. So the Shalmi Simcha is part of that. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch discusses that in Tav Kuf Chav Tes, that's Hilchas Yontif, that Bizman Hazeh, even though we don't have a Karban, we do still have the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, according to the Rambam Daraisa, according to Tosfos, at least, Durabanan. Good. Let us continue. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Chayavin. So the first part of Masechta Chagiga is all about Yontif and these Karbanas. The second half of the Masechta is about Tumah V'Tahara. Because on Yontif, you have to be Metara yourself. So many laws of Tumah V'Tahara are discussed here. We know, and Mr. Seder Taras has no Bavli or Yerushalmi, except Meseches Nida. So whenever we have Tumah V'Tahara, the Gemara fits it in. So here we go. Hakol Chayav in Re'iyah. Everyone is Chayav in Re'iyah. What does Re'iyah here mean? As we said, there are two parts to the mitzvah of Re'iyah. You going to the Beis HaMikdash and you bringing a Karban. What's called Re'iyas Panim and Re'iyas Karban. So we'll see in the Gemara which is being referred to here. But at least, is being referred to the seeing yourself. Chutz b'cheresh shot, it's being seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz b'cheresh shot v'katan. We'll see what cheresh means. Shote, a deranged person, not stable. Katan, a child. We'll see how old. V'tumtum androgynous. And the tumtum, which is someone who has covered up, right, genitalia, and androgynous has both. Androgynous. I just saw that the Rabbeinu Manoach, the Achronim pointed this out, on the Rambam says androgynous, it works out, androgynous is gematria, zachar and nekeva. Androgynous is gematria. The first Rabbeinu Manoach on Hilchos Shofar, he quotes this from Rashi. Because of Rashi, ki androgynous begematria zachar unekeva. Okay? Zachar and nekeva, the gematria, 390. So, all these people are potter from, because only a vaday zachar is chayev in re'iyah. Noshim ba'avadim sheinim mechurarim, a woman, right, it says zman grama. Ba'avadim sheinim mechurarim, also, they're pturus from zman grama. Hachiger v'hasuma, somebody who is lame, who can't walk, somebody who is blind. V'achole v'hazakein v'kol sheinim yochol la'alos baraglav. Whoever can't walk up themselves to Yerushalayim, right, so that they are pater from the mitzvah of re'iyah. What does it mean, go up themselves? Or they can't go up themselves. They can't go out without a cane, they can't go up without help, or the Carbon Adier quotes that they can't go up, they can't walk without shoes. Once you get to the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to have to take off your shoes. So if somebody is so mifunak that they're not going to be able to be without shoes, they're putter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Ezehu katan. Which type of katan are we talking about? That's putter. Koshen yachal lirkav aktefal shalaviv v'lal l'shan l'harabai is divir beishamah. Beishamah says, only a child who can't go on his father's shoulders, he's putter. Meaning, mashma according to Beis Shammai, if he could go on his father's shoulders, he's chai, the father's chai to take him. Father chai to take him. Even though usually, what do I mean? Tanam are putter from mitzvahs. Tanam are putter from mitzvahs. So, says the Karban Eda, right on the top. Avo mikan ve'elech, avo bishin chai min haTorah, even though there's a not chai midaraisa, he tilu chachamim al aviv l'chancho b'mitzvahs. The chachamim put on the father to be mechanichim b'mitzvahs. The Kabbalah Eidah here, influenced by the Bavli and the Rishonim and Rashi, clearly said, Chinuch is a mitzvah to Rabbanan. Midaraisa, the Katan is not chayiv at all. Midarabbanan, we put the chayiv on the father. As we'll see, it seems pretty clear from today's daf that the Rishalmi holds the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is an exception to the rule, and even children, older children, are obligated. Obligated not mitzad themselves, they don't have their la b'nei das, but they're obligated mitzad the father. Abayim Mitzvah the father, and it seems to be a din daraisa based on psukim on today's daf, and that's what the Rambam seems to paskim. Again, obviously, it can't be their own chiyuv, their lav b'nei das, but the Mishnah's Yavetz has a beautiful piece on this. Rav Zhalti in the Mishnah's Yavetz in Simin Mem Gimel, he writes there, De'einze, quotes this, look at the Yerushalmi, De'einze chiyuv ala katan mitzad atzmo. Obviously, it's not a chiyuv on the katan. Ela hareze bechlal mitzvahs re'iya shel ha'af. It's a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah of re'iya of the father. V'yim kain. And then he even has a nafkamina. Let's wait to see his nafkamina until we get to Cheresh. But he says, Mitzvah Sriya Yesh Din Miuchad Vehu Midah Raisa. Shekal Katan Shiyachol Lechos Biyadu Shal Aviv Alaz Yerushalayim Aviv Chayev Aloso Lahar Os Bo Kdei Lechancha B'mitzvahs Shenemar Yerachos Achercha. And he says, look in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He seems to say it's a Din Daraisa. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah? Nun Gimel. Shetzivanu Leheira Os Biragalim Vehu Amro Yisala Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yerachol Zachercha. The Inyan Zos HaMitzvah. Sheyale Adam leMikdash im kol ben zachar sheyihielo sheyuchal leleches baraglo of any male child that he has that could walk on his feet. So it doesn't sound like it's a din derabanan. This is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Harei kasav sheMitzvahs reiya he sheyale Adam leMikdash im kol ben zachar sheyielo sheyuchal leleches baraglo hayinu shachiyelalos im kol ben zachar hu bechal mitzvahs reiya shel haav. This is reiya of the av, and the Rambam is based on Chagiga Rishalmi, beginning of Chagiga. Good. So says the that's Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Koshe Ein Yochol Lechos Biyado Shel Aviv. A little more Mekol. Valos Biyushalayim LaRabayis. No, he has to be able to walk with his father. Whoever can hold his father's hand. If he could hold his father's hand, which is a higher age than Beis Shammai, says he could go on the shoulders. Shneimar Shalosh Regalim. So it's a remez. Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Raglayim. Right. So it's a remez. If you switch around the nekudos of Regalim and Raglayim. Good. Says the Mishnah Gemara. Hakol chayavim b'ri'iyah v'chulu. So the Mishnah said, everyone's chayavim ri'iyah except the following people, including, let's say, the patur of a katan. A katan is patur. So says the Gemara, masnisa b'ri'iyah's karban. When the Mishnah says there's a patur, that's only talking about the karban part of it. Meaning that a katan is patur. He doesn't have to bring his own karban. Or you don't have to bring a karban for him. Avo b'ri'iyah's panim, afilu katan chayav. But regarding coming, even a katan is chayev. What do you mean chayev? So if you look in the Bavli, it sounds like midrabanan. Look here, it's gzeirah shava. Looks like it's daraisa. Min hada, like the comparison to hakel. Hakel, what happens at hakel? Right, the sukkis after shemitah. Well, Klai Yisrael go to the Beis HaMikdash, and they hear the melech read from the Torah. So min hada, hakel atanash ha'am. Ha'anashim, va'anashim, va'ataf. Right, and the babies. Vein katan begoldem itaf, and if the taf is obligated, that's like real babies. A katan is older, so you see by hakel that the children are obligated. So we have a gzeirah shava between hakel and aliyah leregel. They're both in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So just like by hakel, it applies even to very young children. So too, when it comes to aliyah leregel, it applies to very young children. And again, it does not mean that the child is obligated. I mean, the father is obligated to take his child, right? This also relates to the question of, if you look in the Rambam that we just read, the first Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga, the Rambam says that if somebody comes into the Beis HaMikdash without a karban, he doesn't fulfill a mitzvah. So what do you mean? A katan has a chiyuv to come, but he doesn't have a chiyuv to bring a karban. What do you mean? I thought that the Rambam says, every time you come in, the mitzvah is to come with a karban. So what the answer must be, and this is what the Ar Sameach says on that Rambam Hilchas Chagiga, when do you say that there's a problem if you come without a karban, if it's your mitzvah? If it's your mitzvah, you can't come without a karban. But if it's your father's mitzvah, so then the father's bringing a karban. So an outgrowth of his mitzvah is also to bring his child. But it doesn't mean the child has to have a karban, right? That's not needed, right? That's the Rambam. This is Arsameach, Mikhail Chagiga. Vad Machalik Yerushalmi, Bein Rias Panim, Luyas Karban. They're all talking about our Yerushalmi. Lo Chilek Rak Alaktanim, Lo Alanashim. The Chilek of the Yerushalmi is only going on the Ktanim. Women are totally Pater. Women are totally Pater. The father has a Chiyav not to bring his wife. Father might have a Chiyav to make his wife happy. Simcha. But the mitzvah of Alila Regel is only the males. Vahainu, the Alktanim, Lo Shayach Shum Mitzvah Lahem. The Lav B'nei Deyoninu. Rakti Yalaf Mehakel, She Mitzvah La'av Lavion, Imkein Shaper Shayach She Aviv Mitzuve Leheros Panim Bazara, Im Banav Aktanim. But the father is Chayav to bring his children. V'ku L'chada Mitzvah La'avihem. Aval nashim kivish apatur mikarbon suin a mitzuvah and leheros panim. If the women are patur from the carbon, they're patur from coming at all. Okay, so this is the beginning. So it sounds like, again, as we said, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. This is an exception to the rule that there's chinuch mi d'oraisa on the chiv on the father in order to bring his children. D'tani, where do we see that it must have been so young that you see taf is very young? D'tani, the b'raisa, we have this in the Bavli also. Ma'isa Reb Yochanan ben Broka, Reb Elazar chasma shoyim ha'alchin mi Yavne l'Lud. They were walking from Yavne to Lud. V'kbilu Reb Yeshua b'Bikiyin, and they met Reb Yeshua in Bikiyin. So if this was what we call Yavne and what we call Lud, and if what we call Pikiyin is not in between Yavne and Lud. So again, it's another place. Amalan. So he says to them, right, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broga and Rabbi Elazar chasma met Rabbi Yeshua, right? They were walking. Amalan, he says, Machidish hayalachem beis hamedrash hayom. New, what was said in the beis hamedrash today? Right, why were they going to him? Explains the Karban Eidah. It was Yantif. They were going to be Makbil Pnei Rambo. They were going to meet their Rav, right? Big question in the discussion about Bizman Hazeh. Amrulo, so they said to their Rebbe, you want to know what was said in the Beis Medrash? You know everything, right? Hakol Talmidcha, we're your Talmidim, Umeimecha Anushosim, we drink from your water. So what do you mean you want to know what was said in the Beis Medrash? There's nothing new that we could tell you. No, there's got to be something new. Tell me something. I'm sure I could hear something. I could hear something new. And even if he's heard it before, if somebody is a chacham, so then they'll find something new in what was said. We've mentioned in the past the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which says that there's seven midos b'chacham. Right, so he doesn't interrupt the person he's talking to. He answers questions in order, and one of the midos of a chacham is al masha lo shama amar lo shamati. What I didn't hear, he says I didn't hear. That's the midah of a chacham. First of all, what's the gavlos of that? What if he's able to say I don't know? Okay, maybe if you can say I don't know, that's shows you're a chacham. But what's the opposite of that? It says v'chilufehen begolam. The opposite of these midos is a golem. A golem is an unfinished person. Right, golem literally means like raw materials. A golem, like that's what we saw, the golem of the Maharal. They call it. The golem is an unfinished person. Okay, so what's the opposite of amasha lo shama omer lo shamati? What, amasha lo shama omer shamati? That's a liar. That's not a golem. What's the exact opposite? Amasha shama omer shamati. What I heard, I say I heard. That's a golem. And the chacham is amasha lo shama omer lo shamati. What's the pshat? I remember I heard from the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, who's elderly, needs a refuah. So he said that a chacham is someone you could go to a shir that you heard the whole shir before. There's 25 seconds of like some new nuance that you didn't think of. Oh, you latch onto it. Mashalo shama amar lo shamati. I never heard it expressed like that. I never heard somebody new. If you're a chacham, you could hear anything. You could hear the same thing and get something exciting about it. But what's a golem? Amashal shama amar shamati. You can have a 2-hour shir that's totally new. There's 30 seconds of somebody, you knew that Gemara. Boom. Okay, I heard it already. He's repeating himself. There's nothing I can learn about it. That's a golem. Amashal lo shama. So here, Rabbi Yeshua meets them. I'm sure Rabbi Yeshua is considered a chacham. So he wanted to know. No, tell me something. And even if it's not new, there's always something new. How you express it, there's going to be something new. So they say, okay, mi shavas sham. First he said, whose week was it? Whose week was it to give shir? Because remember the Gemara in Brachis, after Rabbi Gamliel was removed, they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in, and when they took Rabbi Gamliel back, so they used to switch off. So Amrul, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it was his week. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's week. So Mahaisa Parshaso. So what did he talk about? He talked about Hakel. Hakel as Hanashim Anashim Bataf. You have to gather everyone for the mitzvah of Hakel. Men, women, and children. Pasach, ba. He started talking about that. Amar, Hova, Anashim Ban Lamot. I understand the men come to learn. Vanashim Lashmoa. And the women come to hear. Hataf Lamaba. So why the baby's coming? They can't learn. Ella Litin Schar Lamiviehim. To bring schar for those who bring them. So you see from why we bring in all this to show that Hakel applies to even very young children. So too, Alila Regel could apply to very young children. Amar Lahen, Ein Adar, so Rabbi Shua hears this, he got very excited. Amar Lahen, Ein Adar Yasom. our dor is not orphaned. Shablazim ben Azariah besocha, because we have Rablazim ben Azariah. We have a great tzaddik of Rablazim ben Azariah. A number of the mefarshim, including the Meshech Chachma, in Dvarim says, why was Rabbi Yeshua Dafka so excited about this? Right, out of all of the Tanoim. So if you look in the Yerushalmi in Yevamis, the Yerushalmi in Yevamis tells us, where is this? Shalmi Yevamis Sof Perakama, that Rabbi Yeshua always wondered, his mother used to bring his crib to the Beis Medrash. Couldn't understand anything. His mother used to bring, and he always wondered, why are you bringing me to my crib to the Beis Medrash? So, Hakel. Now he was very excited. That's the makar. Raz Rabbi Yeshua, Vagar Alav, Mizmi Yore Deya, Zacharani Shaita, Imo, Moleches, Arisos, Lobe Sakneses, Bishul Shi is Davku Wazna Ledivre Torah. Lazeh, says the Meshech Chachma, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says, Ubi Kashtum Ma'abda Mimeni, right, that's the language of the Bavli. You didn't want to tell me this secret? Shelo Ya'us Hama'amar, Kamar Golas Tova Labalea, there you, this is my pearl. Cause his mother did that. His mother did that. So that's what here. His response is, Armalan Einadar Yasom, that we have a leader like Reb Elazar, like Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Oh, so this was the mitzvah of Hakel. The Mishnah Gemara continues and says, Asya, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Delokim ben Azariah. This is Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who says, if you look closely, what did it say? The men come to learn, the women come to listen. The women don't come to learn. The women just come to listen. So that Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who's saying that the women aren't coming to learn, they're only coming to listen to Loka ben Azai. It's against ben Azai. Cause, famous Shita ben Azai, not this part of it, but part of it is, Tanin Taman, it's famous in the Sukya. Mikan Amar ben Azai, the Mishnah in Sota, Chayv Adam Laman is Bito Torah. Ben Azai says, you gotta teach your daughter Torah. Even if she, wasn't knowledgeable in other areas. Shem Tishte, because what happens if a girl does not know any Torah, and she just hears about Sota, and she's mizan, and then the water doesn't work on her. She's not going to know that there are halachas that zchus tolala. Shem tishta teda shezchus tolala. If you learn, you'll know that if she has certain zchuyos, then the water's not going to work right away. But if she doesn't learn at all, then she'll think, oh, she'll just be, she'll talk about the water. Oh, it's all a fake. It's all a fake, right? Because I did it, and you see it doesn't work. So this is a big topic. Ben Azai is relating to the issue of women in Talmud Torah. So if this time at the end, maybe we'll talk more about that. The question that's asked though, well, first comment the Ramban. The Ramban is bothered in Vayelech. Actual babies? Like, I can't imagine that babies are obligated. What are they going to do? What are the babies going to do there? So I think they're older kids. But he says, what could I do? It sounds like from Chazal, they're actual babies. Right? That's the Ramban's comment. He said he'd rather say they're older. He'd rather say, Avalhem k'tani ashanim akrovim l'schanech. But the Achronim are bothered. What kind of schar is it if the babies don't get anything out of it? Give schar to the ones who bring them. What are the ones who bring them? What are they getting out of it? If you look in the Minchas Elazar here in the back, see, he says, first of all, he quotes from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham talks about, don't learn from here that you should bring kids to shul if they're going to disturb the whole time. Just don't learn from here. Right? That's, they're bothered by the Korban Eidah. See the Korban Eidah here? Korban Eidah says, Taf Lama Bo. What's the Gemara really asking? Halo Mivalbalim Kavanas Anashim Anashim. They're gonna ruin the whole shul. So the Gemara seems to answer, oh, but it's still to give Schar to Mivyehim. Says the Menachas Elazar, no. It can't be that you're gonna bring them anyway with the Bilbul. No, it must be that if they're able, Elavadai, he says, the Kavanas Yerushalmi, V'chein B'shas Dilan, Alatav She'yilmudum Avosam, O Pedagogum, right, pedagogue, teacher, Mikodeb Shlo Yasu Shem Tzvacha, if they're taught not to scream and be a nuisance in shul, then they could come. Im Ki Dvar Kashahu, Mikom Makom Barkacha Chapirshkein. Even though it doesn't sound that way, you gotta say that. De'imlokin, if not, if the Kamash Malan is, even though they're gonna disturb everything, you bring them to Lo Yishmu Kalakori, they wouldn't hear anyway. Kein Nirali. That's what he says. But then he says at the end, he says, like we just said, since they're not going to understand anything anyway, so what's the purpose of bringing them? What do you mean, litain schar? What, you bring schar for if Hashem tells you to bring a pile of bricks, you're going to get schar lemeviyehem? Ulam, he says that's the gzeras hakasev. So why do you do mitzvahs? Can you explain every svara of every mitzvah? You do the mitzvah, you get schar for doing the mitzvah. Hashem says, bring the young babies, so you bring the young babies. Why are you going to get tzchar? Because Hashem told you that this is a mitzvah. And he says at the end, maybe there's a tzam pnimi, like we said. The babies are going to imbibe the spiritual air of the Azara. Okay, maybe that's more of a Kabbalistic. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Cheresh. Now we get into Cheresh for the rest of the Yamat. So Cheresh, what does it mean? Cheresh sometimes can mean mute, sometimes deaf mute. So what does it mean here? When the Mishnah says a Cheresh is pater, so let's assume it means deaf. Chavraya b'shem Rebbe Elazar, laman yishmeu ulaman yilmedu. Because it says by Hakel that you hear and that you learn. And again, we compare Alila Rega to Hakel. So just like by Hakel, you have to be able to hear and Cheresh is excluded. So too, when it comes to Alila Rega. Ad kedun b'medav Rebbeinu Shomea. Fine, I understand. Therefore, somebody who could talk but can't hear is excluded. Cheresh Shomea v'enu medav. What about the opposite? What if somebody could hear but they can't talk? That's a different form of Cheresh. Are they also excluded? Yes. Rabbi Ila b'shem Rebbe Elazar, laman yilmedu ulaman yilmedun. The extra vav includes them in the exclusion also. Amra Biona, Hada Amra. This discussion that we just said, that Cheresh in our Mishnah means deaf not mute, or mute not deaf. So that must be that when Rebbe, Ridanasi, says a klal in the Mishnah, it's not meant to be a total klal. Because you know what Rebbe says in a different Mishnah? Cheresh means deaf mute. But we have an example here where it means deaf or mute. So that's what the Gemara just says. Don't think that when Rebbe says a klal, it means always. Here we go. Amr Yonah. Hada Amr, the fact that we interpret our Mishnah as meaning deaf or mute, the less klali, the Rebbe klalin. Rebbe's klalim are not a total always. The Tanin Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah in Trumos, Cheresh, Amadar Rebbeinu Shomea Lo Yitrom. So you have to have like a dot there, because the diak is from the continuation of the Mishnah. The continuation of the Mishnah in Trumos says, Cheresh Yedibru Chachamim B'chol Makom She'eino Lo Shomea V'lo Medaber. So the Mishnah Truma says, Cheresh always means deaf mute. But you see from our Mishnah, it's not true. That's all. The Sarinan Meimar, Medaber Veino Shomea, Cheresh, Shomea Veino Medaber, take out the next word, Cheresh. So you see from our Mishnah, it's either or. So Rebbe's Yesod in the Mishnah Trumas is not meant to be a Yesod for all cases. And also another example, Vitanina, we learned in the Mishnah Yivamis. HaCheresh, Perak HaCheresh, towards the end of the Masechta. HaCheresh in Nechlas, HaCheresh in Shecholza, if the man or the woman involved in Chalitza is a Cheresh, doesn't work. Vacholetz is l'katan. Or if the yavam is a katan, labardas, chalitza psula. So the chalitza is psula. And what are we talking about? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'she'en yuchon lomar, va'amar va'amra. You know why acheresh acheresh's are excluded from chalitza? Because they can't say the words that are required by the Torah. Right? Lo me'en yavami. Right? All the lashonos. Vitaninan, cheresh, and so therefore you see from there, cheresh in that Mishnah means one or the other. It just means they can't speak. Vitaninan, and yet we learned in Trumas, Cheresh Medibra Makom, Shino Shomev Lo Medaber. So, must be, Vida, so this Mishnah in Yivamis, and our Mishnah here in Chagiga, Messiah Rabbi Yona, it must be, this is supporting Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yona Amar, Hada Amra, less Klali, Rebbe Kalalin. Rebbe's general rules of, you know, Cheresh always means this, is not true. It's not true, it doesn't always mean that. Period. That Mishnah's Yavis that I read before had a suffix. What if you have a cut on Cheresh? Because mitzad echad, the father has a chiyuv to bring his katan up. Even though katan is usually pater. So maybe even if the katan is a cheresh, he's chayiv to bring him, because it doesn't matter. He has reasons to pater, but he's still chayiv. Or do you say he only has a chiyuv to bring his katan up because asi lideh, as the Gemara is going to say. So that's a suffix of the Mishnah's Yavetz. Rabbi Yochanan boy cheresh ba'azno achazmah. What if somebody is deaf in one ear? Do they have a chiyuv? I'm Rabbi Yosef Barbun, Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Barbanan. It's Machlokas Tanaim. The Tani, the Brisa says, U libene aron tase kutanos. For the Kohanim, you make kutanos, shirts. Kutanos. How many shirts? Rabbanan Amri Shtekunos, Lechad Echad. Rabbanan say two shirts per Kohen. Right? You have a backup. Rabbi Yosi Amr, Afil Kudonas Achas, Lechad Echad. One per Kohen. Matayman to Rabbanan. Why do Rabbanan say two? U libene aron tase kutanos, plural. For the each Kohen, make kutanos. Matam de Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no. L'meya b'nei Aaron tase kutanos. It means, make for all of them. But it's one each. One each. So, just like you have a machlokas there, about kutanos, is it two or one? So to hear, v'hacha tikra satora azos negaru yisob ba'aznei hem. Right, in their ears, it says v'hakel. And again, then we extend it to Ali the Reigel. Rabbanan amri shtei aznei, l'kol echad v'echad. Rabbanan say, two ears. You got to hear in 2 years. If you deaf in 1 year, pater. Rabbi Yossi Amar Afilo Ozen Achas Kol Echad VeEchad. Even one ozen is still good enough, and he will be chayef. Period. So that's Cheresh, and I said the suffix of the Mishas Yavetz. Shote. What about Shote? Amar Belazar. How do you know Shote? Somebody who is La Bar Das is pater. Ata Haresa Ladas. So a Drush Haresa from the word Re'ia. Re'ia ladas, you have to have be a baldas. You have to be a bardas in order to be chayiv in re'ia. Katan. So we get back to Katan. Reb Yirmiyah v'Rabbi Ivo Barnagri Aviyasvin Amrin. They were sitting and they said, Taninan, Ezo Katan Shol She'in Yachol Lekovak Tefo Shal Aviv. Right? Dot, dot, dot. Right? Our Mishnah said, right? The case of the Rabbi Shammai, Beis Hillel. 1 second. V'Katan Shomei V'Katan Medaber. We said a Cheresh is Pater. So isn't a baby like a cheresh? He can't talk, he can't hear in the same way. So Chazrin va'amrin, they said, Kol zechurcha l'rabos hazakatan. We have a special inclusion, special limud. Again, sounds like a din d'araisa. Kol zechurcha l'rabos hazakatan. The Gemara says, V'yemar kol zechurcha l'rabos hazakheresh. Why do you include katan, include cheresh? L'man yishmo l'man yilmo du prat l'cheresh. Because that pasuk, as we said before, excludes cheresh. V'yemar l'man yishmo l'man yilmo du prat l'katan. So why do you include katan and exclude cheresh? Right? Why not the opposite? Amar Reb Yosef, miachas because of echad marbe, because of echad mamit. Marbe nias a katan shu roy lavo lacherzman. At least a katan is going to grow into the chiyuv. Motzia nias a cheresh in a roy lavo lacherzman. But a cheresh will never be chayiv, and therefore, if you're going to include one, include katan and exclude cheresh. Okay, we'll stop here. We had a haschala and meseches chagiga.